Good morning, Joe.
Beautiful morning going on here.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, summertime is making a comeback here in southern New England, big time.
Yeah, it looks that way in like 2 days.
Exactly. Lots going on in the city this time of year, as always, and even more so this year, it seems. Some changes in personnel in the Elder Services Department. I wonder if you could talk about, Mayor.
Yeah, certainly. As we've talked about, we had some challenges at the Kennedy Center with the operations and some financial irregularities and all that is still under police investigation, but I felt there was enough there for me to fire Mr. Clasby and move on for the programming and for the center. And I've chosen Michelle Hanley, who has been our recreation director for a number of years, who has worked with the Kennedy Center and the folks down there in Senior Olympics and other programming. I think she'll be a natural fit. She's a good manager. She obviously over the years has incredible experience in organizing, that's for sure. She knows budgets. She knows how to deal with people. So I think she'll do an excellent job at the center for the seniors.
Is that effective immediately?
Well, there's a transition period. We've got to, this is a busy time of year for the rec department.
Yes.
So, how that will be transferred, we're not really sure. I think she'll probably have one foot in both for a little while until we get somebody else trained on the other end. So, she's a great employee, and she's very flexible, so I know we'll be able to work things out.
Okay. Is there anything you can update us on the investigation into the financial issues?
I really can't. It's in the police hands, and until they are complete, I really don't have anything more to say, Joe.
Okay. Have there been any changes in the way finances are handled and because of this investigation?
Yes, indeed. Okay. There's been changes made at the center. We actually had somebody from the city's treasurer's office down there for the last several weeks monitoring everything and doing everything appropriately that would be expected of us by our outside auditors and just common sense business practices. So, yes, changes have already been made in the system.
Very good. Do you anticipate that there'll be criminal charges in this investigation?
I really don't want to speculate.
Okay.
Joe, certainly as mayor, appointees serve at my pleasure, and there certainly was enough for me there to terminate Mr. Clasby based on what I have seen. But beyond that, I'll leave that up to the authorities.
Okay. Also, can we talk about some actions taken by the City Council last night with regards to the Quincy Center redevelopment project, approving the $157 million for the two new parking garages?
Yes, that's incredible progress. We could talk about things going back 17 years, Joe, when we first had StreetWorks in town. It was always anticipated that there'd be a number of garage facilities in the downtown to serve the new development. As much as the federal and state government keep pushing bike lanes and everyone's going to be riding bikes on public transportation, the reality is people still drive vehicles, and we need the parking appropriate for that. So when you're talking about some major retail coming in, additional living places and apartments and condominiums, et cetera, then we need to have the appropriate parking to go with it. And, of course, the medical center, the medical building with all kinds of medical services will need parking for those customers coming to the center as well. So it makes perfect sense. It's been well thought out. It is still my hope that we're going to get some outside funding for one of those garages. But just like we do with the school building authority, we move ahead with the full authorization of the bonding, and then we get reimbursed, then we don't have to fully access the entire bond. So kind of a similar theme with this as well. But it's a huge vote. I thank the City Council, applaud their efforts on continuing the momentum in the downtown, which continues to be a bit of a renaissance down there. I mean, the downtown that we inherited was not a pretty one and not an active one. And we've made tremendous progress working together. It's been hundreds of millions of private investment as well as public investment down there. And it has an effect on the entire city. So I really appreciate the work of the council on this and their due diligence. And, of course, my staff, Chris Walker, the planning department team and the financial team and my legal counsel. I mean, everybody works very, very hard on this stuff. We have the best at the table. to make sure we get it right. But it continues. The progress continues. I mean, we're not letting up. We got to get this thing finished.
Now, when will construction on these garages begin?
Well, I think you'll see by July the IHOP building coming down and the subsurface work being done, remediation of the soils there and structural fill brought in, and shortly after the garage start to go up. And I think I haven't seen the latest schedule from Fox Rock, but my guess is they'll be in the ground by the fall. So there'll be a lot of construction activity in that part of the city, and it's really exciting, Joe.
So
this stuff isn't easy, putting these deals together. Yeah. You know, I mean, we're talking about the garages, but the garages are really the center of each of those development blocks on either side of the bridge. So without the garage, those don't happen.
So garages first and then the developments?
Essentially, yes, because you need a place for people to park, both construction people.
Yeah.
And, of course, the garage, in the case of the DJ McKinnon, the Atlantic Development Project, is kind of at the core of the site.
Mm-hmm.
The stuff then will be built around the garage, the housing and the retail, et cetera. So, yeah, there's a method in the madness.
Staying downtown, the council also approved the latest amendment to expand the URDP district.
Yes, and I appreciate their work on that as well. It makes sense. I mean, when we, you know, looked at this years ago, you know, the first URDP, the concern was if you went too far initially, it might be too big to understand and for people to really follow. But now that we have gone through a number of iterations and been successful, it just makes sense for this to be the next step in fulfilling the potential of the entire downtown. So, again, another huge step, and this allows us another tool in the tool chest for development. Obviously, this DB plan has to be approved by the state, but the update, I should say, has to be approved by the state. The plan has already been approved.
Mm-hmm.
But it's another tool in the tool chest that allow us to continue to move development forward.
So does this, then once it is approved, or if it is approved by the state, then allow for land purchases?
It does. It allows us, you still have to go back to the body for individual purchases,
okay.
But yes, it would allow for that.
Okay, very good. Also, Mayor, can we talk a little bit about the proposed salaries for the mayor and city councilors that came up again last night, and how you arrived at those latest numbers?
Well, first of all, this is the first time, an actual ordinance is brought to the council.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, we had an outside study done from a national firm outside of any ties to Quincy or Massachusetts. We thought that would be the way to go. But as you know, in this business, there's no easy way to do this, and there's no win, so to speak. So when that study came back immediately, which always happens, the press goes to the high number, and all of a sudden it takes on a life of its own. So, you know, we looked at, and by the way, Joe, this is the most awkward thing for me.
Mm.
It truly is. The only way the mayor gets a salary increase is if the mayor brings in that increase. I've had, and I say this with all humility, I've had one raise in 17 years, it's time that the position really compensated for the responsibilities that the position entails. And we looked at a number of communities, and there's a number of city managers, town managers. I mean, there's town managers out there, Joe, with not even a fourth of the population that are in the 200s. It's pretty remarkable. I've always said it's kind of an interesting dynamic that people don't say boo when it comes to police chief salary, fire chief, superintendent, city managers, town managers, but boy, you mentioned the mayor getting a raise and everybody goes through the roof. It's a strange dynamic. It truly is. The mayor in Quincy, it's a strong mayor form of government. The mayor is the CEO of the city. We do the hiring, we do the firing, we run the day-to-day operations. We move the city forward as far as development goes. We work with our partners at the federal and state level, bringing millions of dollars back to the community. I mean, we've had a great success in every aspect of governing. And again, I say that with all humility, but who else is going to say it? So at any rate, we brought in the number of 285, which is well below the low range that the survey had suggested. It's lower than Plymouth, and it's lower than Cambridge, a town on the south and a city to the north. So, again, there's no right or wrong here. I think it would have been wrong to go in the threes, honestly, my opinion. But other than that, it's pretty subjective. And so we brought the number in, and hopefully the council will enact accordingly. And, of course, we brought the council in as well. They've been in the same boat as far as one race in 17 years. So now it's in their hands, and for them to deliberate and make a decision.
Right. Yeah, I think that's important to point out. It is ultimately the council's decision.
Correct. And one more point is we can't accept the race on the calendar year. So whatever the council does, if there's something approved, doesn't take effect till next January of 2025.
Okay. Finally, Mayor, it's closing ceremonies coming up for the Senior Olympics on Thursday evening.
That's amazing. Yeah. Gosh, it seemed like it just started.
By all accounts, it was a great success this year.
That's what I hear. Yeah. I haven't been able to get to any of the events. The schedule's just been crazy. But I've gotten reports of how well it's been attended. Well over 200 people involved and participating, and everyone having a good time. I know it's a fun experience. But it's also a nice little message to seniors in general, you know. Just don't sit home on the couch or the chair. There's plenty to do, and it's good for the mind. It's good for your body. You make connections with people and make friends, and it's just a great, great experience. So it's been around a long time now, and continues to be a great annual event people look forward to.
Absolutely. Appreciate your time as always, Mayor. Have a great day.
You also, Joe. Take care.
Bye-bye.